And now we step forward in time to meet Dan Dare and the pilots of outer space. The Wurgan people live on an isolated plateau of Mars, cut off from the outside world by weird, balloon-like creatures of great size that inhabit the surrounding plains. Against the Wurgan's will, Perrineau has established a headquarters on the plateau. Using a ray machine, Dig and Peabody manage to immobilize Perrineau's spaceships, only to find that their own ship is half buried by a rockfall caused by earthquakes shaking the plateau. Dan and Zinram, trapped by the earthquake in an underground tunnel, manage to fight their way to the surface. Just as they are emerging, however, further earth tremors threaten to bury them alive.
It's the quake again!
Yes, more violent than ever.
We're sliding back. Dig your feet in, Zinram.
I cannot prevent myself.
Try to climb! Try to climb! We'll be buried again if we don't.
Give me your hand. I'm over the lip of the crater.
Right, pull!
I can't pull. I can only hang on to you. I just have to hold you like this and hope for the best.
Okay.
The strain is terrible. I can't hold you much longer. I'll have to let go.
Hang on.
Can you reach the ray machine generator? Can you hang on to that?
I'll try.
Just till I change my position and get a better grip.
All right.
Now let us try again. Give me your hand.
Here.
Up you come.
A bit more. Oh, thanks.
Now that tremor has subsided.
Seems like it. Let's hope it doesn't. Seems like it. Let's hope it's the last.
Yes. You were right, Colonel. We are not more than a few yards from where the ray machine was set up by Digby and Miss Peabody.
And what on earth happened to them? Oh, that earthquake certainly changed the shape of the plateau by the look of it.
It was very violent. Well, what are your plans now, Colonel?
Lord, if I know. The earthquake's upset everything. Once we've seen what's what, we... Shh.
What is it?
Someone coming. Still, don't move.
Wait, miss. Don't move.
What?
There's somebody standing there holding.
Dig! Jocelyn!
Dan! Oh, Dan, wherever have you come from?
You may well ask.
Oh, well, we've been looking all over for you, sir. Hello, Zinram.
Hello.
Well, what happened?
We were trapped in the secret passage. Rock falls on each side of us. We've only just got out.
We've been searching the plateau for you. Everything's in a terrible mess.
Well, how about Perrineau? Did you immobilize his ships with the ray machine, or didn't you have time?
Right, we did that, worse luck.
Why worse luck?
Because we've just been down onto the plain to have a look at our own ship, sir.
Well?
Half buried by a rockfall.
Oh.
And that was the only serviceable ship left, if Zinram's ray did its job properly.
It was extremely efficient, unfortunately.
The ship damaged much, Dig? Our ship, I mean.
Well, as far as we could tell, it may be all right if we can get the damn thing out from under the landslide.
Yeah. Look, it's getting a bit lighter now. Let's climb up onto that knoll and try and see what sort of a mess the earthquake made. We may spot a way of turning the tables on Perrineau.
Okay, come on.
Where's the Domon and the other hostages, Dan? Weren't you able to rescue them?
Oh, I could have, but the silly blighters wouldn't come.
Eh?
Oh, something about a strict code of conduct that they follow after they've surrendered themselves as hostages. Isn't that right, Zinran?
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes. Most unfortunate.
Right. Now, let's have a look. We should get a good view from here. It's getting lighter every minute.
The quake started a fire in one of Perrineau's huts. Blew up lovely, it did.
I wonder if that'll help us.
Dan, look!
What?
Over there, on the edge of the plateau.
Good gracious me. The earthquake certainly altered the shape of that. In that place, it's not a cliff any longer. It's just a slope.
Yes, yes, but look what's coming up the slope.
The creatures of the plains.
Oh, no, not them again. Not the blinking Humpty Dumpties.
Look, there are three coming up.
Very slowly and cautiously. There are no mists at this end of the plateau. Most interesting to watch.
Interesting, my foot. Don't you see what it means, Zinram? We're not safe from them on the plateau now. There's nothing to stop them overrunning the place.
That's a point, Digby. Yes, indeed.
There's got to be something to stop them.
Well, there's no water, Andy, and no time to rig up sprinklers before they're on us.
An electric fence.
Yeah, that's all very well, but where from?
I know. Zinram, the ray machine generator, down in the crater we've just climbed out of.
Well, will it work? We lost it. It was swallowed up by the quake.
Yes, and it was thrown up again.
It was a sturdy affair. It might work if the reactors are undamaged.
Come on, let's go and get it. Dig, Justin, get some wire to rig up the electric fence, quickly. You'll need at least 100 yards. The landslip's every bit that wide.
Right, come on, miss.
Run for it, Zinram. Let's see if that generator's still working. Here it is. It's an unusual pattern. Where the dickens is the control?
Well, I designed and made it myself. Here, out of the way. Let me have a look.
Hurry.
It is very dirty. Full of dust and rock splinters. Yeah, we really ought to give it a thorough overhaul and cleaning.
There isn't time. See if it works.
Very well. It's working after a fashion.
Good enough to send a lively shock through the wires?
Oh, yes.
Right, switch off. Let's guard it up top. I'll get it onto my back. You steady it in case I trip. Mm-hmm. Mustn't risk breaking it at all, Cuss.
Very well. All right, there. Off you go. Steady now, steady.
This'll do. Here, won't it?
Yes, you're away.
Take some of the weight. Okay, gently now. Well, that's the generator, set up and ready.
Yes, I'll see if there's any sign of the girl in Digby.
I'm going to have a look and see where the creatures are. Oh, good golly. Any sign of the other two, Zinram?
Yes, they're coming. Why?
The creatures are gaining confidence. They've only got about 200 yards to climb.
Oh, good heavens. Hurry, Digby. Pay out the wire as you come. Quickly.
I'm coming as fast as I can.
Zinram, nip along the wire. See it's clear of obstructions. Hold it up yourself if necessary.
Yes, of course. I can tear up my suit for insulation.
Oh. It's only single strand to start with. We can build a better fence as soon as we get the current going through.
Okay, where's Jocelyn?
Making fast at the other end, sir.
Right. Help me get connected up. Quick.
Uh-huh. Where's the Humpty Dumpties?
Less than 100 yards away now.
Oh, crikey. Are you connected up ready?
Not quite.
Well, come on, buck up. I can see them now. The leader looks a real mean sort.
Right. Ready. Now, are Zindam and Jocelyn ready along the wire? Signal them.
Radio. I got a wave and a thumbs up, sir.
Okay, here goes. And pray the generator keeps working.
Doesn't sound as though it's trying very hard.
Would you if you'd been bedded and dug up again?
Well, I can't say that I would. Hey, up. Here's the first of the creatures coming.
You think there's any chance of it missing the live wire?
What? You mean going over it or under it?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. We shall soon see anyway. It's only got about 10 yards to go. 5 yards. 4. 3. Wait for it. Ha-ha! That made him sit up.
And made him retreat down the slope.
Aye, they've all three of them stopped now.
Yes, but there's a few more of them just started climbing the slope from the plains.
By gum, one bit of wire between us and them makes you think.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Yes, Jocelyn, so far.
Well, from the sound of it, that generator isn't going to last long, Colonel.
No, this fence is only a temporary measure. We've got to do better than this if we're going to keep the creatures off the plateau.
We certainly have.
Look, Dick, we'll have to leave you here on your own to hold the fort.
Fort? Huh. One bit of wire and a wobbly jenny. If that's a fort, what's a foxhole?
Well, if you'd rather not.
No, I'll stick it out as long as the jenny will, sir. I was only kidding.
Jocelyn, you go back into town and warn the Wergans what they're up against.
Right. What are you going to do?
Take Zinram with me and go and pay a visit to Perrineau.
You what?
But that's crazy.
Wait. Another creature's approaching the live wire. Good. Seems to be effective so far.
Dan, what's the idea of going to Perrineau?
Because he's got a corner on all the equipment worth having here on the plateau.
Ah, that's true.
He'll have to play ball to save his own skin. We've got to have generators out of those spaceships of his. More wire, build a real defense in depth across the top of the slope here.
But will Perrineau cooperate?
He'll darn well have to. He doesn't want the creatures to overrun the plateau any more than we do. And that's what I'm banking on.
Oh, crikey, the jenny. It stopped.
Here, mind away. Let me see.
Watch the creatures. Get ready to bolt for it if they decide to cross the wire now.
Well, they're not moving at the moment, but... Oh, gosh, the third one's decided to come and test the wire.
What's up with the jennies, Inram?
Jammed. I'm working as fast as I can.
Yes, well, it doesn't look as though it's going to be fast enough.
Ah, now. Got it.
Gosh, not a moment too soon.
How long is it going to be before this jenny packs up for good, Zinram? Give us estimates.
Perhaps an hour, perhaps a minute. I can't tell.
Thanks very much. I find that sort of remark most reassuring.
Come on, we're wasting time. Just enough with you. Rouse the Wergans. Come on, Zinram. We're going to find Perrineau.
Come in. Well, Zeff, what's the situation?
The town is in turmoil. The earthquake has made it impossible for us to keep control of the Wergans. They disobeyed the curfew. Every time my guards try to quieten them, they meet with no success.
Not surprising, I suppose. We could have done without this confounded earthquake.
I warned them that the Doman and the other hostages would suffer if they did not obey orders, but it was no use. They were more concerned with rescuing their relatives and belongings from the wrecked buildings.
Well, let's hope that keeps them occupied. We are safe behind the live fence you've now built around the camp area. They won't attempt to get through that.
No.
Wonder what's happened to Dare and that crowd. You're absolutely sure it was there who liberated Zinram?
I am certain.
There can be no mistake.
None.
Well, we must get the headquarters area properly reorganized and operating again. That ammunition store that burnt out and exploded last night must be replenished.
How?
A spaceship raid. We must manufacture fuel and... What's that? What the places is going on outside?
I'll go and look. Excellent, excellent.
What is it?
My men. They bring in Dare and Zinram.
What?
They must have captured them. Well done, men. Well done. Bring them in here. All right. Stand guard outside. You can leave them to me. I'll cover them.
Dare. So it is true. You escaped from Phobos.
No thanks to you, you crook.
I have you covered. Don't attempt to escape.
Do be quiet.
My ultrons recaptured them. They are smart, eh?
We captured nothing. We gave ourselves up.
Very unlikely story, Dare.
It's quite true, Perrineau. We came and hoyed and whistled at your perimeter defenses until somebody came and collected us.
What? Why on earth?
Listen, Perrineau, I've got to talk fast. We've come to you for help.
Help? Me?
Yes. You may not know it, but the earthquake caused a landslip that's allowing those colossal weird creatures to climb up onto the plateau from the plains.
So?
One thing will stop them. Electric fences, live wires. I see that since I got away with Zinram last night, you've improved your perimeter defenses.
Yeah, just what we need, Perrineau. Those live wires will keep the creatures off the plateau.
What creatures are they talking about?
Oh, be quiet, Seth. You say electric fences keep them out, Zinram.
Oh, indeed, yes.
We need electric fences to put across the landslip to stop them reaching the plateau. Otherwise, they'll wipe out the Wurgans.
Let them.
What?
I've got an electric fence around my camp area. That is safe. Why should I worry about the Wurgans? Sorry, Dare. Nothing doing. I've got an electric fence around my camp area. That is safe. Why should I worry about the Wurgans? Sorry, Dare. Nothing doing.
Is this Perrineau's final answer? Have Dan and Zinram given themselves up for nothing? Can they keep the creatures out of the plateau? Listen again at the same time tomorrow to Dan Dare, Pilot of the Future. Dan Dare, Pilot of the Future, is presented by the makers of Horlicks, the food drink that restores you by night and means you wake revived, alert, refreshed.